Il-gwerer ta' territorju li bdew mal-wasla tal-kolonisti fl-Awstralja jiddeskrivu il-konflitti violenti ta' aktar minn 100 sena ilu bejn l-settiljar koloniali u l-popli indiġeni li seħħew fi żmien ta' l-settiljar Brittaniku fl-Awstralja. Anke jekk l-Awstralja hija nazzjoni li jonora l-involviment tiegħu fi gwerer miġġielda barra xtut Awstraljani, għadu jrid jirrikonoxxi it-taqbida sħiħa li waslet għal l-Awstralja bħala nazzjon kif nafuha llum. Dan il-feature jagħmel referenzi għal violenza li tista' tinkwita lil xi semmija. Meta il-kaptan James Cook wasal fuq ix-xtut ta' dan il-kontinent għall-ewwel darba li llum nafu bħala l-Awstralja, huwa ddikjara dil-art vasta bħala terra nolies, jiġifieri l-art li ma jipposedi ħadd. Fir-realtà dan il-kontinent gżira kien id-dar ta' mijiet ta' nazzjonijiet u tribujiet ta' aborigini u Torres Strait Islander, mijiet ta' eluf ta' nis indiġeni li f'daqqa waħda kienu meqjusa bħala sudditi tal-kuruna Ingliża. Dan ta' bidu għal gwerer u konflitti brutali bejn il-popli indiġeni u dawk li waslu u bdew jissettiljaw fl-Awstralja, li wassal għal formazzjoni tal-Awstralja kif nafuha llum. Imma dell-istorja kera għada kemm bdiet tiġi rikonoxxuta issa. Rachel Perkins hija produttriċi tal-films u mara ta' nisel Arranda u Kadun b'wirt Ewropew. Hija pproduċiet serja għat-television fis-sena 2022 li fih tagħti dettalji tan-natura tal-ġiliet u l-konflitti tal-popli indiġeni jiddefendu l-art tagħhom mill-ħakkiema ġdida Ingliżi.
Let's begin with the title, The Australian Wars. People might not have heard that before, and it's a title that we chose very deliberately because these were the wars that happened between initially the British Empire, when it claimed the continent and then occupied it, but then was finished by the contemporary Australian colonial governments, which founded the Australian Federated Commonwealth Government.
Anke jekk il-gwerer Awstraljani kienu miġġielda mal-Awstralja kollha, mal-wasla ta' l-ewwel flotta fl-1788 sa nofs is-snin 30 tas-seklu l-ieħor dawn il-kunflitti ma kienux malma fl-istorja Awstraljana fl-iskejjel jew kienu rikonoxxuti bħala gwerra sa tard is-seklu 20. Il-professur Henry Reynolds huwa wieħed mill-istoriċi l-aktar rispettati fl-Awstralja u espert dwar il-gwerer. Meta beda jgħallem l-istorja fl-1966, kważi ma kien hemm l-ebda referenza għal poplu indiġenu fil-kotba tal-istorja.
It only mentioned the Aborigines twice merely in passing, and there wasn't even an entry in the index. Only fairly recently there has been a general acceptance that the conflict actually was warfare. It wasn't warfare like people understand in the modern world.
Dan kien għaliex kienu gwerer ta' gwerilli. Il-professur Reynolds jgħid li billi kienu gruppi ta' ġellida żgħar u mifruxa lawn u lem ma kienux meqjusa bħala ġellida fi gwerra.
The view was that it was too small and scattered to be considered having the gravity of warfare. There were no uniforms, no marching soldiers. Never really was a case of large formations and battles in the classical sense, but nonetheless it clearly was a form of warfare.
L-istoriku Dr. Nicholas Clements, espert ieħor tal-gwerer Awstraljani, jaqbel madan.
They knew it as a war then. All the colonial documents refer to it as warfare. But in the 20th and 21st century, we have lost sight of that. And I think there are also some underlying political reasons why many people can't identify it as a war.
U din ir-raġuni politika tmur lura għal-kunċett ta' terra nolies u l-liġi Brittanika kif tispjega Rachel Perkins u kif l-Ingliżi iddeskrivew l-okkupazzjoni tagħhom meta ħabbru li l-poplu aboriginu saru ċittadini Brittaniċi u uffiċjalment ma setawx jiddikjaraw gwerra għax jekk jagħmlu hekk ikun ifisser li qegħdin jiddikjaraw gwerra fuq iċ-ċittadini tagħhom stess.
There's a contradiction at the heart of these wars that began with the way the British described their occupation. They announced that the Aboriginal people had become British citizens. And so they could never officially declare war because to do so would mean that they were declaring war on their own citizens. However, the British used military force to ensure that their occupation of the continent was successful.
Dawn il-gwerer setgħu biss ikunu rikonoxxuti hekk wara li l-proklamazzjoni ta' Terra Nullius kienet legalment sfidata u mibdula kmini fis-snin 90 tas-seklu ieħor f'dik li hija magħrufa bħala d-deċiżjoni storika ta' Mabo. Il-professur Reynolds jgħid li sa dak iż-żmien il-fehma kienet li l-aboriġini ma kinux is-sidin tal-art.
Up until this time, the view had been that the Aborigines did not own the land. So therefore, the fighting couldn't be about the control of land because they didn't have any legal title to land. After 1992 and that judgment, the nature of the war had to change because clearly it was about the sort of issues which war has always been about, control over territory.
Dr. Clements jgħid li n-nuqqas ta' l-Imperu Ingliż li jaraf il-poplu indiġenu bħala s-sit ta' l-art fl-Awstralja hija anomalija storika.
At the very heart of the British colonisation of Australia was a flawed premise. Unlike all the other countries the British colonised, they did not acknowledge the sovereignty of the indigenous owners here in Australia. Because of that, there were no treaties. There was no attempt to negotiate with the local peoples. And to this day, we struggle from a legal standpoint to understand what their rights are for the land.
U dak in-nuqqas ta' ftehim u n-negozjar wassal għal tixrid tad-demm. Rekords koloniali u provi arkeoloġiċi li kienu skoperti minn timijiet ta' esperti juru l-iskala terribli tal-konflitt. Fil-Mużew Nazzjonali tal-Awstralja bissem aktar minn 400 fdal ta' antenati aboriġini. Ħafna juru li inqatlu b'mod kiefer u brutali f'massakri. Rachel Perkins tgħid li d-dixxendenti ta' dawk li ħelsuha mill-mewt jibqgħu jiftakru dan għal dejjem.
A lot of Aboriginal people have been the vessels for carrying this history. Aboriginal people have handed down the stories of what happened to them to us in our families. So I grew up knowing about the massacre of my people in Queensland, and I knew about the violent rape of my great-grandmother, etc.
Il-gwerra sewda ta' Tasmania li seħħet bejn l-1824 u l-1831 kienet waħda mill-aktar intensiv fil-konflitt tal-istorja Awstraljana. Dr. Clemens jispjega li il-gwerra sewda kif saret magħrufa kienet l-aktar kostretta geografikament u temporanjament f'kull post fl-Awstralja.
The Black War, as it's become known, was the most constricted geographically and temporally in anywhere in Australia.
Fis-serje tagħha tal-gwerer Awstraljani Rachel Perkins tispjega li fil-gwerer Suwed aktar nies inqatlu fit-Tasmania minn dawk li mietu f'missjonijiet tal-ġlied fil-Korea, il-Malasja, l-Indonezja u il-Vietnam flimkien. Dr. Clements jgħid li l-awtoritajiet koloniali u dawk li issettiljaw fl-Awstralja kienu jibżgħu minn nies aboriġini u ħafna minnhom kienu qegħdin jaħsbu biex jitilqu lura minn fejn ġew.
Aboriginal resistance was striking. Everybody knew somebody in the colonial world who had been killed or wounded by Aboriginal people, who'd had their farms burnt down. It was absolutely terrifying. In fact, serious people were contemplating having to abandon the colony.
imma l-Ewropej ħarġu rebbieħa kważi erdu għal kollox l-indiġeni fit-Tasmania.
It's only by a hair's breadth that we even have Aboriginal descendants in Tasmania today, because they were almost completely wiped out, largely by violence.
U ħafna minn din il-violenza kienet violenza sessuali. Is-sistema ta' stupru u ħtief ta' nisa aborigini kienet tant komuni li xi storiċi jattribwixxu il-ġenerazzjonijiet li baqgħu ta' nazzjonijiet aborigini minħabba l-attakki sessuali.
The trigger for the violence, the match that lit the spark, was sexual violence. And that story begins with the gender imbalance in colonial society. So in Tasmania, for instance, there were 10 or 12 men for every woman. However, out on the frontier were these exotic, naked Aboriginal women, women who they'd been taught to regard as scarcely human and certainly people that they didn't need to respect.
Biex jelbu ir-reżistenza ta' l-aborigini f'ħafna partijiet tal-Awstralja, il-kolonjonisti ħolqu il-pulizija nattiva, forza paramilitari imħarġa li intużad biex tinissel biża. Il-professur Reynolds jgħid li kienu jdaħħlu soldati aborigini u jużawhom bħala forza militari.
You recruited native soldiers and you used them as basically a military force. And this was undoubtedly the major force in breaking down Aboriginal resistance. And the native police were used for 50 years as settlement moved across this vast colony.
L-irġiel ingħataw uniformijiet, armi u żwiemel. Dr. Clemens jebben li dawn kienu manipulati minn uffiċjali bojot li użawhom għax kienu jafu it-tradizzjonijiet ta' l-aborigini u l-kapaċitajiet tal-art u tal-bux.
The toll taken by the native police in Queensland alone was in the tens of thousands. Estimates go as high as 60 to 80,000, I believe, which is absolutely staggering. And it casts a moral cloud over this whole nasty business.
Dell-istorja kollha kienet xi ħaġa li Rachel Perkins kellha tiffaċċja waqt li kienet qed tagħmel is-serje għad-dokumentarju tagħha dwar il-gwerer Awstraljani.
I found a recording that had been made by my grandmother talking about her mother's family being massacred that I'd never heard before, and I'd never been to the place where it happened, and I'd never really found out where it happened until I made the documentary series.
Dr. Clements li ġej minn dawk li issettiljaw fl-Awstralja jemmen li l-Awstraljani kollha għandhom jelbu il-mistrija u jitfgħu dawl fuq l-inġustizzji tal-passat.
Whether someone's ancestors were involved or not, we are all the inheritors of Aboriginal land, which was stolen land. At a minimum, we all have a role to play in unveiling this history, coming to terms with this history and playing a role in a positive future.
Tista' tara The Australian Wars fuq SBS On Demand.